common sense. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Let me take you to Alrighty, watch us take me to the movies. It's 18 after on a Thursday, and of course that means that our good friend is stumbling in the door with juju beans on his breath and butter on his fingers. That's right, Ron Van Timmeren here. Check your shoes, Ron. More juju beans to be found there. Ron Van Timmeren, Celebration Cinemas. Welcome back to the conversation.
Steve, it's been real. How you been?
It's been real what?
It's been real vacation-y, hasn't it?
Yeah. How do you like it so far?
Tis the season. Yeah, I'm going to be off next week. And before we get to this week's movie, I'll just give you a little tease. Mission Impossible, Fallout, next Friday. You a fan? Mission Impossible movies?
You know, I actually am. And what I've read and seen and heard is that they all say, they being the critics, they being people like you, Ron, all say this is the best Mission Impossible by far so far.
Yeah, 94% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes. I haven't seen it yet, and unlike some critics we know, I actually want to see the movie first, so I'll hold out for a couple weeks.
No, I understand that, but the point being is, if there's kind of a consensus, best Mission Impossible yet, that says a lot.
Yeah, exactly. This is the sixth one, and Tom Cruise is in the greatest shape of his life, he says, and does crazy, incredible stunts, and there's a storyline that's very compelling in this movie, Fallout, and I can't wait to see it. But we'll have to wait a week. Steve, we got to endure a couple of sequels here. Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again. Somebody special going to take you to see that?
What?
I thought maybe that was a chick flick and you'd go on a date with, and see Mamma Mia.
I guess I wasn't dating then.
Oh my gosh. Well, the cast is back. Meryl Streep, Amanda Seyfried, the guys Andy Garcia, Pierce Brosnan, Colin Firth, Stellan Skarsgård. They've added Lily James and Cher to play the grandmother in this scene or in this movie. And so 87% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes. Looks like it's going to be a hit.
No, it sounds like it probably will be. And for those that liked it, apparently they probably liked it a lot. I'm unaffiliated. I didn't know, Ron. I feel like I'm in the dark here.
Well, you know what? Mamma Mia was an international hit. I was surprised at how well it did overseas. And, of course, that music has endured from Broadway to the 2008 movie and now the sequel. So tracking to do 35 to 40 million this weekend, Mamma Mia rated PG-13. And then Denzel Washington is back. Another sequel, Equalizer 2. This one I did see. I love Denzel Washington. I'm a big fan of Anton Fuqua, the director, even though the reviews are kind of lukewarm for Equalizer 2. If you're in the mood for an R-rated crime thriller with the best actor ever, Denzel Washington, Equalizer 2 really fills the bill.
Let me ask you this. Is it a good popcorn movie?
Oh, my gosh. Many popcorn buckets will be
good. That's what I want to know. You see, because you can't always measure it by, I went and saw Death Wish sometime, I don't know, 2-3 weeks ago, whatever it was. Is it a great movie? Nah. But I ate some popcorn, had a good time.
You know what? And that's what summer is all about, movies like Skyscraper and Jurassic World and others. They're popcorn pictures. And so here's a couple more. Equalizer 2, Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again. And if you're into horror movies, Unfriended 2, Dark Web. I always knew the internet could kill you. And now here's the evidence, apparently.
Yeah.
That's rated R. Leave No Trace, a limited release with Ben Foster, I think, is a terrific actor, and young Thomasin McKenzie playing his young daughter. They're living off the grid. The social services comes and separates them. It's the sort of story of how they survive. So Leave No Trace looks good. And a continued expansion of Sorry to Bother You, Steve. This I saw probably the weirdest movie I've ever seen, Sorry to Bother You. Kind of a Get Out meets Being John Malkovich and social satire. I really enjoyed Sorry to Bother You.
I've heard that from other people as well about this film, that they also thought it was a very well-done, smart movie that really kind of hits home in some ways.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got an interesting message and uses comedy to prove its point. And we've got a couple more like this coming up, Blindspotting next week and Black Klansman, although that's not a comedy. Some interesting social issues being raised in movies here for the next few weeks to complement the popcorn pictures that are out there, too.
Well, there you go. So you can go serious or you can go for popcorn in places like Jurassic World or The Equalizer or whatever, and you know, you got everything to choose from, right? You got the full menu there, Ron.
Yes, we do. And for the families, it's Hotel Transylvania. That was the number one movie last weekend. Ant-Man, nice PG-13 for your older kids. Skyscraper, Incredibles, First Purge, Sicario, Uncle Drew, Ocean's 8, all holding over at Celebration Cinema.
And I want you to help me with something here, Ron, because there's something here. I think I know what it means, but I'm not quite sure. Sensory showtimes. What does that mean?
Oh, yes. You know what? On Saturday morning this week for Hotel Transylvania 3, all of our celebration locations, we turn the lights up a little bit. We turn the sound down a little bit. If you've got family members who are sensitive to those things and still want to see good movies, everybody in those auditoriums at 10:30 a.m. Saturday morning is in the same situation. You can just kind of watch movies in a different way with your whole family.
Make it more enjoyable. Well done, Ron. Nice. And whether you're going to a sensory show time or any showtime at Celebration, the best place to go is to get tickets is online, I think.
Oh, I think so too. CelebrationCinema.com. Reserve your seat online. That's the way to do it, baby.
Enjoy your vacation, Ron. Wipe your fingers, please, on your way out the door. There he goes. Where will we find you next time?
He hit the movie, Steve.
There you go. Ron Van Timmeren, everybody. That's it. He's done. He's out. He's gone. He's on vacation. I don't know. I think he goes fishing every year. Yeah, speaking of fishing, don't forget the programming note for tomorrow. We're going to go live out of Holland, Michigan. We'll be doing the program while we're out enjoying some of the best that Michigan has to offer. Live from America is part of the series, and we'll go live from Lake Michigan tomorrow here on the Steve Gruber Show out of Holland. We'll have the mayor of Hudsonville on the boat with us. Mark will be here. Some special guests that we'll talk about. We'll talk about Holland and West Michigan with the mayor of Holland and a lot of things going on. Plus, everything else, polls, politicians, pundits, fishing in Michigan. That's what we're going to do tomorrow on the program. Don't miss it. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy. Know your own power.